I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday morning, lawmakers kicking the can down the road and voting in favor of a 45-day stopgap measure, so the government is running today at full speed. U.S. funding for Ukraine not included in this bill. President Biden signing the bill at the White House and the administration then releasing a statement from the president saying, "There's plenty of time to pass government funding bills for the next fiscal year, and I strongly urge Congress to get to work right away. The American people expect their government to work." Now, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reaching across the aisle to Democrats to get them on board to avert the shutdown so our military members get paid. But conservatives in the House, like Florida's Matt Gaetz, upset with McCarthy for not keeping his promises and want him out. McCarthy says if someone wants him gone, he says bring it.
You know what? If somebody wants to remove because I want to be the adult in the room, go ahead and try. But I think this country is too important.
Other drama on Capitol Hill. Prior to the vote, a House Democrat, Jamal Bowman, pulling a fire alarm in a congressional office building. He claims it was an accident and he was just trying to open a door, but a security camera catches him red-handed pulling the alarm. Republicans accuse him of trying to stall the vote. Bowman says that accusation is complete BS. The building evacuated. Former TV reporter Carrie Lake says she's running again in Arizona. USA's Skip Kelly has the story.
A former TV journalist who has yet to concede in the previous Arizona gubernatorial race intends to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed this in a radio interview and announced a rally for October 10th to vie for the seat currently occupied by independent Kyrsten Sinema. Lake is a staunch supporter of former President Trump and maintains the belief that he won the 2020 presidential election.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Encounters at our southern border with illegal aliens soaring. San Diego County declaring a humanitarian crisis because of so many people arriving at the California border. CNN speaking with a cartel member, not showing his face and disguising his voice. The man saying in Spanish that migrants need to pay thousands of dollars to cross. The illegal traffickers operating almost like travel agents, collecting the money and then buying airline tickets and telling the migrants where to go. The Biden administration looking the other way, doing nothing to stop the flow. Birthday wishes pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who turns 99 today. He's been under hospice care. There was a big party over the weekend at the Carter Library in Atlanta, Georgia. Lots of red, white, and blue balloons and children making birthday cards for the former president and eating cake. Carter serving between 1977 and 1981. Tributes continue to pour in for the late California Senator Democrat Dianne Feinstein.
The oldest serving senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. Feinstein had suffered from frail health for the last few months. California Governor Gavin Newsom will appoint someone to temporarily fill the seat until the upcoming primaries in March. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.